You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
That's Willie Nelson and Whiskey River, and that was one for Marilyn, 1FM fan who dropped down to the river to say hello to us on World Rivers Day. We are broadcasting right beside the Goulburn today in Shepparton, down behind Aquamoos, and what a glorious day too it is to be beside the river and marking World Rivers Day, which is today. I'm joined up on the podium, if we can call it that, in the Show Me Shepparton truck by landscape architect Louise Costa. Good afternoon. I keep going to say good morning.
I know, the day's just disappearing again.
Yeah, so just bring your mic up a little bit. Now you're going to talk to us about plants, biodiversity, ecosystems, all those good things that are... Actually, I might get you to take your mask off, Louise, if that's okay. So it's just a tricky thing
I was allowed to.
Well, we are for broadcasting. We're doing our social distancing up here. We're doing our sanitising, all those good things. But kind of talking clearly... You know, taking the mask off does assist, doesn't it?
It's a lot easier.
So all of that I just mentioned is so dependent on the river, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think what would be nice for people to realise if they do live in Shepparton and Shepparton's riverine system and the whole Goulburn Valley is that we can contribute to the health of the river ecosystem ourselves on a personal level every day, and it's not just about understanding the river and how the river works and spending time on the river, but it's about what we do in our own private gardens that can contribute on a holistic level to the entire ecosystem.
Okay, so that's not something that we probably realise on a day-to-day basis.
Look, people that are maybe into gardens might realise that, and that when they see the changing of the seasons and they see different birds and insect species, lizards and frogs using their own private gardens, they can see that there's benefit to all wild species in having a garden. But I'm not sure how many people realise that you can create a little habitat haven, even in a tiny space, in your own backyard.
And it's not just about native plants per se, is it? Because there's those that are endemic to specific areas.
That's correct. I think that one thing that people should perhaps try to learn more about is the diversity of the local species that we have here. It's not just red gums and wattles. We have so many hundreds of different species with such a diverse range of habits and habitat types that we can really achieve quite a beautiful landscape in a small scale sometimes just by using indigenous species or, as you say, endemic species. So when we're talking about the difference between endemic and indigenous means plants that are local to the area, but endemic can hone down even on a smaller scale to plants that grow within a very small radius of where we live. But even within that, there are so many different species to choose from, which is so exciting.
I've been in this region about 12 years now, and I came from a sort of living on the edge of a national park in Sydney where everyone kind of had natives in their garden. I came down here and one thing really struck me was the sort of the prevalence of plants that do so well here because of the cool winters, such as camellias and roses. I mean, would you say to anyone, perhaps they've built a new house and they're establishing a new garden, to really be careful about going back to those species that are really supposed to grow here rather than those pretty Europeans?
Look, there's a lot to be said for those bold plants. There's nostalgia attached to them.
They are beautiful.
They've got great big flowers, enormous flowers that are great big colours, and that's wonderful. And, you know, perhaps our grandparents had those plants in their garden and that sort of makes us feel warm and fuzzy. But what's missing with those species is their ability to attract the type of species that are in fact decline in our area. So some of the bird species, some of the insect species, and of course native animal species won't be attracted by those sorts of plants. But the other thing to try to remember is that if we want to contribute to a bigger picture, a holistic picture of the river and where and our place in it, it's quite a lovely process to go through to understand the plants that belong to our space and not try to replicate something that perhaps came from old world England.
So when we think about the river. We don't tend to connect. Well, I've never really thought about my garden as being part of the river or the river environment. And I actually don't live that far from the river. So a lot of people that may even feel more, you know, more disconnected, their little patch, you know, if they're riding this, you know, in town, for example.
Yeah, it's so true. And until recently, we haven't had a really great connection with the river in Shepparton. It's only 1% of our original vegetation content exists along the river. And beyond the river, if you looked at an aerial map of the Goulburn Valley, the river is some of the last remaining remnant vegetation in the Goulburn Valley. And it's just a really thin little ribbon running through the landscape, and pretty much everything around it has been cleared. So we've lost our connection with the natural processes that occur around the river to us. In times gone by, we would have been far more connected to what was going on. But as we lose the landscape, as we lose the remnant vegetation, we lose connection. So just going back to, you know, the old-fashioned, more old-fashioned European species, your comment was appropriate in that, you know, that they're very suited to cold winters, but our trouble now is we're getting hotter and hotter summers. So those species aren't going to survive those hot summers that
we're approaching. Or else people are going to be dousing them with inappropriate amounts of water
them alive. Exactly, yeah. So high water use, high maintenance, and even by applying loads and loads of water, they're still going to have burnt flowers and burnt leaves with the summers that we're going to be experiencing in the future.
Okay, if I say to you, I want to change my garden completely and I want to, you know, have a river-friendly garden, what do I put in it?
Great question, and it does depend on the size of the garden that you've got. So some people around Shepparton have got 1.5-2 acres of garden, in which case they can almost recreate an entire ecosystem, including the big trees. So the local big tree species we have here are grey box, white box, yellow box.
Lots of boxes.
Lots of boxes. and of course, the red gum. But often those trees are far too big for a small residential garden. So we need to hone in a little bit. You can still create a microclimate ecosystem in a very small garden. So if you've got a small garden, then apart from pulling out a lot of those exotic species and replacing them with similar things, if we're talking about camellias, for example, and you want a medium-sized shrub that's going to screen your site fence, you really can't go past some of the medium-sized wattle species. They're almost a small tree, and they do live quite a lot longer than a lot of people think wattle species live. They're not just a five-year plan.
But wattle, acacias, I guess as they are, there are so many, I don't know, I can't remember, like 800 species or something. You know, can we go to local nurseries and get the right advice as to which acacias will work well here?
You absolutely can, but you need to be clear that you want an indigenous variety.
Not just, I shouldn't say
not
what works well here, because there'd be lots that would
exactly
work well
right.
here, but they
I
may
mean,
not be endemic. Yeah,
precisely. Mm. And some wattle species that work well here are actually weeds here, known weed species like the Flinders Ranges wattle or the Cootamundra wattle.
But there's a clue in the name. Don't belong here.
That's right. We're not the Flinders Ranges.
Or Cootamundra.
But we do have the beautiful Acacia salicina. We've got
salicina,
the gorgeous weeping wattle. I mean, if you want a willow, there's nothing better than the willow wattle as a substitute. Beautiful, graceful, silvery grey foliage.
But if I'm sad about the fact that my, you know, I don't have those, you know, roses and like what could be a substitute for a rose? Maybe a grevillea or something.
We don't have large growing grevilleas in this area. There's a Grevillea alpina, which is a smaller, sort of 1 metre by 1 metre shrub, but that's a little bit further away from the Goulburn River. The Dodonaire species are beautiful.
Dodonaire, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's a hot bush.
Hot bush?
Hop, not hot. Now,
could
hop,
be hot.
As in hot.
It is
hot.
A hot, could be hot.
Like
hot
a
bush.
Rabbit. The hot bush.
Got it, yeah.
Hot but it will bush. Survive the heat.
It doesn't doesn't produce hops. There's,
no,
you know, I'm not going to get any beer out
no
of it.
No beer. but a beautiful little seed pod, more so it's more showy than the flower. But it's still, people can't expect to recreate a rose bush. We're not going to get great big flowers on a local native shrub like that.
So you're confident that our local nurseries are clued up on, to, you know, to answer these questions? That's where we should be going? Or is there somewhere online we can check?
I'm confident that the local native nurseries can supply what you want. So if you go out to the Euroa Arboretum, so Euroa, of course, they collect a lot of seed from our local area and grow that on. There's also Mandurang Nursery near Bendigo, the Goldfields Re-Veg Nursery. They collect seed from the local area and grow that on.
Is there somewhere online where I could go and check, you know, what I should be putting in my garden?
I would go to the CMA website and see what...
That would be GBCMA, Golden Broken Catchment Management Authority.
Okay. Website, and see what their natural re-veg... if they have a list there.
So it really is changing our way of thinking, isn't it? And putting ourselves into, as part of and effective on the river environment.
It's about respecting, accepting and embracing the Australian landscape and not trying to recreate something European that doesn't really belong to us anymore.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because it's not like, you know, most of us are kind of a couple of generations deep in Australia, but there's, you know...
But we're still raking and mowing.
Old habits die hard, don't they?
Well, it's funny, though, because we're actually implying so much more work on ourselves by trying to create these manicured gardens. I've got
to... You need to talk to my husband.
Stop picking up sticks. And this is the other thing I just want to mention. I'm not sure how much time we have left. But the other thing that you can incorporate into the landscape that you're trying to create with your native plants, so your grasses and smaller shrubs, is some logs, some woody debris, we call it. And that will encourage lizards, if you don't mind a few lizards in your garden, to come and live in the space. And permanent water, not so much feeding birds, but if you have a water bowl out that's reliable, that the birds can rely on coming to get a drink at any time of year, you will attract birds to your garden. So.
Okay. All very good food for thought. Thank you so much.
You're very
landscape
welcome.
Architect Louise Koster. I'll let you get back to your... We don't really have to get back to your native garden.
Don't have anything to get back to, actually.
It's going to kind of take care of itself, isn't it, in theory?
I've got the lowest maintenance garden.
I think I need to come... Well, as I said, I need to chat to my husband. I might send him out to have a look because he's always on that damn ride on.
Hey, come out. We don't have a mower.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much, Louise.
You're welcome.
Take a trip down memory lane when you visit Barclays Antiques and Collectibles at Emerald Bank Kyalla. You know, right next to the big windmill on the GV Highway. With a bit of something for everyone, Barclays Antiques and Collectibles truly is the Goulburn Valley's home of treasures from days gone by. Whether you're after a vintage gift, man cave item, rare collectible or unique present for someone special, you're sure to find what you're looking for, or maybe even something in between, at Barclays Antiques and Collectibles. Find them on Facebook or drop into their store at the Emerald Bank Complex, GV Highway, Shepparton. Open daily from 10 till 4:30.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GV's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
Three reasons you may need help with your finance. Buying, refinancing, investing. But you don't want your interest rate to start with a three. If it is, you're paying too much and it might be time for a review. Get your finance with PFP and their three levels of wealth creation. They're accountants, financial planners and mortgage brokers. You know you'll be getting the best rate, and best of all, their mortgage broking service is free. PFP Wealth Group. They're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinemas. Or call them on 1-800-ADVICE. That's 1-800-ADVICE.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.